It's day 315. Let's do a weigh-in. Oh, my God.
It's time for the weigh-in.
Oh, God. All right, let's, before I get on the scales, like I said yesterday, I'm not sure how well this week's gone. I have been good, but that chocolate biscuit day, the takeaway, did mess things up a little bit. Chocolate biscuit day. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? shouldn't be such thing as chocolate biscuit day this far into hashtag 365. Oh. Anyway, the goal for this week was to be 15 stone 4 pounds. I was 15 stone 8 pounds at the midweek. Let's step on the scales and see where we're at. Let's do this. Here we go. Either way, there's some good news I want to tell you about. Here we go. Okay, reading one says 15 stone 8 pounds. So no weight loss there. Let's try again. 15 stone 8 pounds. So no movement since the midweek weigh-in, perhaps a little bit of a plateau. It does happen from time to time. I'm a little bit gutted about that, I have to be honest. But it's not the end of the world. And I'll tell you why it's not the end of the world. Because something amazing has happened that I'm really stoked about. And it's definitely worth a conversation. If you follow me on Twitter, you may have seen me already post about this today at Alex Bakerman, if you're a Twitter user. But I came into hashtag 365. I started hashtag 365 at the start of this year with the intention of losing weight. That was my intention. And at 15 stone 8 pounds, be under no illusion, I've lost 3 stone and a pound. And that is a tremendous feat. But something else that's amazing is the effect that it's had on my fitness. Do you bear in mind this year, what I've been doing is eating fewer calories, counting my calories so I know what my intake is, and watching out for things like calorie creep. Trying to box my chimp off, make sure he doesn't get too involved. I've also been walking every day, getting my steps away, trying to do 10,000 steps a day, sometimes more, sometimes less, but an average of 10,000 a day. As well as that, I've been doing some occasional exercise. I've been running, going to the gym. But when I say going to the gym, when I say running, I don't mean 2-3 times a week. I mean, I've been to the gym maybe 10 times over the course of the whole year. I've been for maybe like 15 runs, if that, probably nowhere near that. So mostly it's been down to walking and down to my calorie intake. But I use my Fitness Pal to track my calories, and I use Fitbit. I have a Fitbit thing, like, to track my steps. And on Fitbit, it talks about your cardio health. And at the very start of this journey, I checked my cardio health, and it was about my cardio score was about 34, which puts me on the borderline between fair to poor, which, given the fact I was massively overweight and never basically did any exercise at all, wasn't at all surprising. But this morning, I went for a run with my mate Paul, and I logged it on my Fitbit. And when I checked my performance afterwards, not only had we done a really good run, got burnt like over 500 calories just in like 40 minutes of running, did 5K, which is amazing. And like, God, I tell you what, this time last year, before I started 365, if you said go and run 5K, I would have laughed you out of the room. It would have been an absolute disaster. Honestly, it would have had a heart attack probably. We've come such a long way. And I checked my cardio score, and I was absolutely amazed to see that I've now got a cardio score of 44, my cardio fitness score, which is good. So I've gone from poor, well, borderline poor, to actually good. I can say that my cardio health is good. Good. I actually can't get my head around that. But I think it just goes to show, and this is what I said on Twitter, it goes to show that when you make incremental change and when you stick consistently to healthier ways of being and formulate healthier habits which formulate healthier defaults, even small changes can make a huge impact. And actually, when I think about it now, when I start assessing it and like sitting back and analysing this year, not only have I lost 3 stone, but also I've improved my fitness. I've also pretty much entirely got rid of my IBS. I used to have irritable bowel syndrome. It's gone. I can't remember the last time I had a bout of IBS. Honestly. My blood pressure. I have no longer got hypertension, which I think I did for ages. I remember last time I checked my blood pressure, they were like, oh yeah, borderline. Now it's fine. Just from simple changes consistently implemented. I just think there's something so incredible about that. Like, not that I'm trying to toot my own horn, because I'm not, but I'm not a medical professional, right? I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a dietitian. I'm not a personal trainer. I'm just a normal guy that looked up some basic science about how to lose weight, and they've applied it and tracked it each day. And I used to give it the big one. You might remember in the earlier episodes about the diet industry and how the diet industry is a con. And actually, if anything, surely this is just proving it. Proving that theory. Eat fewer calories, move a little bit more consistently over a long period of time. Forget about quick fixes. Commit to it for a year. And turn your life around. So yeah, I might not have lost the £4 that I needed to lose to get to my goal for today. But you know what? Next week, I'll probably lose £4 or £2 or £3. And the week after, I'll probably lose £2, £3, £4. And I'll catch up with my goal. And I'll reach that 14 stone. And I very much hope you'll continue to join me. Thank you so much.